Vayeres sheshosa yud beis chodesh. Or vayeres, that means she's over 12 and a half years old, and she's married, so she has to wait from the time of erusin a year, yud beis chodesh. Or else v'yalmona lamed yoyim. Or else if an amona, they make nisui, they make erusin, the man married an amona, and after 30 days later, so Reb Lezer says, ho yulu baila chayvim zanaseho, like even though they did not make nisuyin yet, they're married either for 12 months, or else by an amona they're married already for 30 days, and they did not make nisuyin yet. So Reb Lezer says, since midrabonin, the husband has now a chiv to support his wife, he has to give him a zaynos, therefore you offer, right now she makes a neder from now onwards, the husband now, even though he's not the real baal yet, he didn't make nisuyin, still he can be made for his wife's nedarim. That's what he says, a chayv mizana says, yofer, since midrabonin, the husband now has a chiyuv to support his wife, therefore he could be made for her nedarim. And the Ran says, "Kadman the Perak Afapi, the Noisin Labsula Yud Beis Chodesh, Liachem Ikan Chayim Zanaseh." Afterwards, the husband has to support his wife. Kadetanan Hegiyas Man V'Lanisu. Came the end of the 12 months, and still the husband did not make the nisuyin. Oichelas Mishalai. From now on, she has a right to eat from him. So therefore, Yofel Levada. The Ran says, "Bloy Shutfas Diav." The father is not here anymore. Now the husband does it by himself. So the Chachamim and the Chachamim say no. The Chum Maimrim Ein Habal Mefer Achetikonis Lashusai. No, nothing doing. Kozman, the husband, did not make a real Nisuyin yet. He did not take his wife into his house. He cannot be Mefer Nadarm. Saran says, Hainu Reb Yeshua, Tabiba Flutu Reb Loza, Bechol Duchta. Yachetikonis Lachupa. Now, upon the ratio of the mission, it says, Abageris, that waits Yud Beis Chodesh, Saran says, we already answered this before, that it means two things. By Geris is one thing, that's really enough 30 days also. And then another case of Visheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh, where you have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh. So I call upon that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah, that when it comes a time that they were supposed to make Nisuyin, and therefore Midrabon and the husband has to support his wife, is that the time now that he could be made for his wife's Nidorim or not? So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi says that Rabbi Eliezer, that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, or Mishnah Rishon, the first Mishnah in Ksubis, is Omru Dov Rechet. They both say the same thing. The Tanan, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Ksubis, that Noistin Levesula Yud Beis Chodesh, when after you make Erisin, if a man marries his wife, so he marries the Vesula the first time, so they give him 12 months to prepare themselves for the Chasna, and after 12 months they're supposed to make Nisuyin. So they give him 12 months Lefarne Satsma to support himself. He Gia Yud Beis Chodesh. It comes the end of the 12 months, that now is the time when the husband is supposed to make nisuyin, and if for some reason he does not want to, now with the rabbanim we say, Yechelis Mishalai, that now she has to be supported from him, he has to support her. Yechelis Betruma, if he is a kohen, she's allowed to now start eating truma. She's only a bas Yisrael, that's the loch, an eshes kohen can eat truma. Aval hayovim, let's say it's only a case of a shemeris yovim, where your brother died, and now his wife is a Shemeris Yovim, and you're waiting, Achveis, 12 months, ain't no Meichel Betruma. Then the Loch is, you don't feed a Truma. What about even the case of Osasa Shisha Chadosh Mufnei Abal? Like the first husband made Erisin, and they stayed married for 6 months, and then the husband died. And now the other brother, she's a Shemeris Yovim, Shisha Chadoshim Mufnei HaYovim, and the other brother did not make Yivim yet, and 6 months went by, even though there's a period of her now for a year's time, still nobody has the chiyuv to support her. Because the Yovim does not have to support her. Calls the money wasn't miyavim her. Just the Shemeris Yovim doesn't have to support the Yovama. The Afilu Kulim Afnei Abal. Even if she was mamish like 364 days, whatever it is, she will Kamat Yud Beis Chodesh by the Baal. Chosu Yoimechir, excluding one day. So also there's no takona she gets fed from the husband. Oy Kulim Afnei Yovim. She does not eat from truma. In other words, the takana was only if she's a nara, she's a psula, and then 12 months went by and the husband still did not make nisuyin, then the husband has to support his wife. That was the Mishnah Rishonah. There's such a takana. But Yishno Zu Mishnah Rishonah. That's only the Mishnah Rishonah on the Gemara and Ksubis. But Bezdin Shalachirim Amru, later on, the next Bezdin, the next Doros, Paskin, not like that, and they said, Eino Isha Echelis Betruma, no. You're, even though you're an Ashes Kayin, the Lacher is that the Narusim and the Rabbanin cannot eat Truma until she's in the Suya, so the Rabbanin still left it that way. That Eino Isha Echelis Betruma Achetikonas Lachupa. They still left it that way. That this Isha, this Ashes Kayin, Kozma, they did not make a real Nesuyin, they did not go Lachupa, the Lachur is she cannot eat Truma. So Lachur, our Mishnah, that Reb Lezer says that once Yud Beis Chodesh goes by, now that the husband asked the supporter, therefore the husband can be made for the Nedarim, Lachur that only goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. That over there it said that after the Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the Lachur, the husband has to support his wife. But according to the Mishnah Achreina, Mashma, the husband does not have to support his wife. That's what Rabbi says. Omalay Abai, Abai says back to Rabbi, no. Dil Malahi, maybe it's not that way. I've kind of until now, like Koash Minun. Mishnah Rishayna, we only heard from the first Mishnah, Elalamecha Batruma, the Rabbanan. We only heard from the first Mishnah that if they get married, and the husband waits more than 12 months and does not marry her, that mid the Rabbanan he has to support her. So since he has to support her, could be now also that mid the Rabbanan, Truma mid the Rabbanan, he also could feed his wife. That if the Truma that's only on Paris, that's only mid the Rabbanan, then if she's an Ashes Kayin, the husband has a right to give it to her. Avon Adorim Diyaraisa, Eimalai? But maybe here where she made a neder, where it's a question in the Diyaraisa, could the husband be made for his wife's Adorim? Maybe he can't? Even though true, the husband has to support his wife, even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, but that's only mid the Rabbanan. Mid Diyaraisa, it's not called a Nesuya yet. So since mid Diyaraisa, they have no Nesuyan yet, maybe even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the husband cannot be made for the Adorim? So Reb Lezer, like a shmer, doesn't go according to anybody. Secondly, v'yad kan lo yishom alel Reb Lezer. We only heard that Reb Lezer himself says that in our mission here, that the husband can be made for his wife's nedarim, elagabi nedarim. And I'll tell you the svaris could be Pinchas, mishmei derava. And once the husband has to support his wife, then there's a svara that any neder that she makes, like Reb Pinchas says, she makes it adas the husband. The yoma, Reb Pinchas always says, that called Hanoderis. Anytime a wife makes the neder, Aldas Bailhi Noderis is kamat like she's makes it on a condition. Only if my husband agrees with the neder. In other words, once she gets support from a husband, she like relies upon her husband. So therefore, that's telling our Reb Lezer. That even though they didn't make any Nisuyin yet, it's only with the Rabbanin, but I call upon him since the husband is supporting her, she is relying upon her husband. So that's why Hilchos Nedarim, the husband could be made for Nedarim. Avo Truma, but maybe in the gate of Alocha, if he's the Kayin, could his wife eat Truma yet? Afilum the Rabbanan, Namela Yachla. Maybe Reb Lezer also agrees to the Mishnah Achreina, that Vilcha Truma was still Chayshin Mishum Silfan, where Chayshin that maybe the wife, when the husband will live with her, finds out that she has a Mumim on her body, and a Via Nekach Tois. So we're afraid not to let eat Truma until the Imamish have Nisuyin. So maybe by Truma, Reb Lezer also agrees that this Isha cannot eat Truma, calls him on she didn't make chupa. Maybe Reb Lezer only says, Vilchus Nedarim. Because Nedarim, that the husband could be made for by himself, that's what Pinchas is Svara. It's a Svara that since the husband supports his wife, she relies upon him. Any Nedar she makes, she's totally it, but that's the husband. It's like she only wants the Nedar to be good if the husband would agree. But if he doesn't agree, if he's made for it, the Nedar is no good. So if we have no proof like Abai, like Rabbi said, our Mishnah is not totally in that Mishnah there in Ksubis. All right, stop here.